Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
They feel like this guy can come in and he's a better kicker than what they had, and they can help this team win.
Innovator.
I still think he's going to be aggressive until McManus proves that he can make a bunch of 45-yard field goals plus.
I hope we see that on Sunday then.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Just came here on Wednesday. He's got this to win it. Low snap. The kick. It is good.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Roaming the sidelines in Green Bay, the guy who Aaron Rodgers fired last week. Head coach of the New York Jets. or got fired. Or had nothing to do with.
Yeah, I saw that. And I think a lot of times that happens, you know, with a guy got fired. And then that next season, you know, you're under contract yet and getting paid from the Jets. So your buddy is, oh, you know, I'll give you a consulting job. So that money doesn't cost against what the Jets are paying. This is, I'd have to think this is unprecedented from a timing standpoint. I mean, he literally got fired a week ago, and he's showing up, and I thought, well, he's showing up just to say hi to his best buddy, but I think there's a lot here. I think it's kind of a really interesting that Matt LaFleur decided to do this, that Robert Saleh wanted to, and I thought the most important part, and I heard you guys talking about this before I jumped on, is to make sure this isn't to shadow over what Jeff Hafley's doing. This is about looking at Matt LaFleur's offense, and Robert Saleh, by all accounts, has been a great defensive coordinator. The head coach was not, it didn't work for him. To sit there and be able to get into your best buddy's ear and say, what are you doing here? Or this is what you're, I can tell this is what's coming here. To really give you an ombudsman approach to your offense from someone that isn't going to be afraid of your status or can just shoot straight with you. I love this move because I think it's very unique, and I think it can help without doing any of the kind of undercutting of a defensive coordinator that everybody feels really good about.
For sure, too. They're out at the campfire that night. Hey, let's have a fire in the backyard, popping beers and ripping on Rodgers, right?
They don't have time for that during the season.
At night, yes, they do. He's staying at Maddie's house, Tausch, and they're out back on the patio. Hey, so tell me, how about
so
this guy?
So I would – I am curious if he's staying at LaFleur's house or if he's staying up at Lodge Cole, whatever. But there's no doubt, if you don't think that Aaron Rodgers' name has come up in those conversations, absolutely. And I'm sure, you know, coaches, NFL coaches, it's obviously a high-pressure job, and the workload is intense. But by the end of the week, you know, you start getting to Thursday, Fridays, yeah, you're going to want to go get a dinner and hang out and just to be able to decompress. And I'm sure for Matt LaFleur, that's one of the best parts of this whole thing is you got a guy that you grew up in the coaching world with, best man at your wedding. You can just chop it up. Like, you can't do that with a lot of people at this point. He knows a lot of the same things. I dealt with Aaron Rodgers for 2 years. I was a head football coach at a – so to be able to have that relativity and have – to be able to have those conversations when you know you'd love to have them with other people, but then things would get right. Leaked. You know this is going to be two people. Some of the only – you get McCarthy up there, and you really have a three-pronged approach of having some really common things to talk about. I'm sure it's a real relief.
Oh, to be a chipmunk in the yard during that conversation. Hear that.
McCarthy, can you imagine if Mike gets fired?
Sideline job.
Mike gets fired by Dallas before the season ends. And if we see all three of those guys up in the greater Green Bay. Now, I don't envision that one happening. But this one, I think for all of us as Packer fans, the question always is, does this help your football team win games? And I don't know how it could hurt. I think it's only going to help because you get another set of eyes and you get someone that can help your coach stay in a great frame of mind mentally. I think it's awesome.
Hey, Tausch, I don't know if you followed it at all, but there's an odd move by the Packers because they like to keep things pretty under wraps at 1265 Lombardi. But last year, the Packers came out and openly cracked on the mayor of Green Bay, accusing him of stalling the stadium long-term lease deal. City Council came out yesterday, all 12 members wearing Packers gear for their news conference, and said, nah, we're negotiating in good faith. We're trying to protect the taxpayers. Either way, I've explained to E, having lived up there and worked there, there's a difference for folks who are Packers fans who like their Sunday afternoon game versus how they feel about the corporate entity that is the Green Bay Packers.
I just think there's a lot. It's a much different shift. Obviously, what Mark Murphy has done has been big time from a business standpoint than back in the old days with, you know, Bob Harlan answering his own phones and things like that. It's different. The NFL has grown, you know, exponentially. And so, yeah, I think everybody loves having the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay. I think the Packers, obviously, it's great for all sides. I would guess, cool as always, cooler heads prevail. I think there's always a lot of jockeying when you start talking about the amounts of money that I'm sure are at play here with taxes and all the other stuff. It always will get worked out, but it is, as you said, Vinny, it's rare that you and everybody else, media and fans, get a chance to see. It's going to always be better. Let's keep all this stuff in-house. You don't need to see how this sausage is made because it ain't pretty, I'm sure.
Thanks, Tausch. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, bud.
See you guys.